Welcome to From the Newsroom. Reporters and editors from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette step from behind the keyboard and in front of the mic to offer insights on stories they're working on. From the Newsroom, from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette.
I'm Executive Editor Dave Nordman, joined again on this Monday morning by Sports Editor Jim Wilson. Welcome, Jim.
Dave, what's happening?
Jim, another action-packed weekend of high school football. Where shall we begin?
It was a good one. I mean, a lot of good games. Let's start with Dory Shrewsbury. That was a classic.
That's one we talked about last week.
Yeah, it was. We knew it was going to be a good game. Two good teams. It was interesting to see where Doherty stood. They're coming off that big win over Leominster, and you know what, they did it again. Shrewsbury scored late. You look like, okay, this is where Shrewsbury takes over and Doherty's done. They drive for another long touchdown. I think this one was 91. Yeah, last week they went 60 yards in the last 33 seconds. They won with 7 seconds left. This week, 91 yards with 14 seconds left. Jaden Baxter catches a big touchdown pass. Doherty wins. In a classic against Shrewsbury.
That's a game where you've got two big schools, and this is the one everybody was looking forward to all week.
Yeah, this was just a fantastic game. You knew, and I think both teams showed they belong in the conversation for the top team, Central Mass. I think it'll be a great playoff. These teams might meet again, so I think that would be a big thing. I think Doherty, their defense, 4 turnovers was big against some tough competition. Noah Callery, the quarterback, you got to talk about him. 20 for 30, 291 yards passing. He had a touchdown. He rushed 12 times, had 116 yards, 3 touchdowns. That's putting the team on your back in a big way. They went to a lot of quarterback option plays. He saw the open field. He took some runs. He was able to gouge Shrewsbury with some big drives when they needed it, which is big. I was talking to a couple of Doherty coaches over the weekend. This is a big game for them. They have South this week. South is a much better team than they have been the last couple of years. But I think Doherty, is one of those. They can sort of take a breather in the next couple of weeks. I think with Grafton and Tantask will be tough games for them, but they're not facing those, the St. John's, St. Shrewsbury, Leominster games just yet. Midwatch A tough teams. Not saying that the Grafton and Tantask won't be cakewalk. And, Grafton's been getting, top 10 consideration. Tantask was number 7 last week. That's going to be games they have to stand up for. But I think a big knock on Doherty in the last couple of years has been they play that schedule, then they have that lull, and they have a hard time getting ramped up again for the playoffs. And they always have that. They run out of gas. I mean, right now, I think it was huge for Doherty. They had those two games where they were down, and everybody else would say, okay, well, this is where Doherty falls behind. They couldn't beat those good teams. They come back like the Undertaker. They sit up, and they beat these, Leominster and Shrewsbury, those are going to be great teams. They're going to be both probably playoff teams. And, in the next couple of weeks, you'll see them rebound. It was a great win for him, great program win for him. And I think Shrewsbury will be okay. Shrewsbury's going to come back with a couple big wins on their own.
Right. So we started with, obviously, number 2, Doherty versus number 4, Shrewsbury. But that other team in Shrewsbury that started out 0-2, and some questioned whether they deserved the number 1 ranking after those two losses, but they responded in a really big way.
Yeah, a nice, they buckled down on Marlboro 49-21. That was because St. John's, they hear things. They hear the fact that they're 0-2. I mean, we joke about it a little bit that St. John's has a target on the back every season. Everybody wants to beat St. John's. It's the entitled, Catholic school in Shrewsbury gets everybody they want and takes, quarterbacks from other programs and Pop Warner and things like that. Oh, they hear all that stuff, and they sort of feed on it they hate us because they ain't us kind of mentality. And I think seeing that game against Marlboro, a lot of people were looking at them saying, 0-2, yeah, you played Everett, yeah, you played, Catholic Memorial and those good teams, but, you're 0-2 and still number 1 in the poll. That's just an entitlement type of thing. And they showed they against Central Mass opponent, I think Marlboro's better than the record indicates. St. John's was able to look at that game and they sit guys like Luke Ferracco and Jay Brunel and just say, we're going to go at you with some replacement players and still beat you by 3 touchdowns. I think that was impressive for them. They have a great game against Shepherd Hill this Friday. It's 4 o'clock. It's going to be a huge game. Rams are undefeated, probably the best running back in the city, if not the state. And I think that I think that's going to be a big test for them.
Excuse me. So, you talk about St. John's and how they fit in the statewide landscape and how maybe schools around here – are questioning whether they still should be number 1, but in reality aren't aren't the Lemonsters and Dohertys and you know, and Fitchburgs, aren't they cheering for St. John's to go out and beat those Eastern Mass teams so it can give Central Mass some, like, that legitimate, like, hey, you know, we're not Division 3, 4, 5 here.
I hope so. I mean, yeah. I think it's a good point where, you know, because I think for years it's getting magnified with a state playoff comes, right, to, you know, but I think for years it's like there's no talent out in this type of 495. That was always a joke because I hear about it a lot being from the Telegram, and I talk to the Globe and the Herald guys, and they'd be like, oh, yeah, it's cute. You guys got a nice couple wins, but we're just going to roll on you in the state playoffs.
And, right. You know, and it's you know, maybe it's maybe football, maybe it's just a couple years behind some of these other sports because you know, who would have thought like 10 years ago we'd be talking about St. John's baseball being the dominant team not only in Central Mass but the state, and now with St. John's success comes Wachusett's success, right, and it kind of opens up doors for all of the Central Mass.
Well, not
Mass
only that,
teams.
I mean, I'm hoping that whole Central Mass football is like 1A to everybody else is outdated. I mean, look how we have professional players. We're putting people, you know, we got number one draft picks, and you know, Chris Lindstrom. We have kids in St. John's putting two kids in Iman Dennis and Jay Brunell in Division I football next year. There's always, you know, good, you know, kids going to UMass, and regular Boston College is always looking at talent. You know,
D1 and what Jones, it comes down, yeah, Green. What it comes down to is this: that obviously the depth of the Eastern Mass teams,
sure,
you know, having you know 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 you know boys to choose from. I mean, it's tough to compete against, you know, the Everetts and, you know, in Brockton back in the day,
yeah,
with just the amount of kids that they have. And St. John's is obviously a large school, but, you know, even some of the other large schools like Wachusett and Lemonster can't stack up size-wise.
Well, and let's
against
be honest, them. I mean, St. John's had two chances the first 2 weeks to really show that Central Mass is in the – I mean, they were close games and they get blown out, but right, they still lost.
Right.
So I think – but again, it comes down to the whole – that was September football. Let's see what they're doing in December at Gillette and see how it shapes up. I mean, everybody looks past the show every year and they're keep raising titles at Gillette. So that's a Central Mass, I think football is just as good as Eastern Mass.
Yeah, speaking about, you know, one of those other teams that's knocking on the best of Central Mass door all the time, Wachusett.
I mean, they're just, you know, they're quietly going about their business. They had a closer than you think 12-7 win over Fitchburg. They're 3-0, but they just, you know, it's they're just talented. They have five running backs over 100 yards for the season. I mean, that's, you know, between Dom DeVerity and Aidan Tomaszewski, that's, you know, a pretty good crop of talent where other defensive coordinators can't go in and say, okay, well, we stop Wachusett. You know, if Wachusett running back number one, they got a good job of beating the Mountaineers. I think I said it last week, they're always dangerous when they have, like, more than one option. And I think that's going to be a key factor for the Mountaineers this week. And they have Lemonster at 4 o'clock on Friday. But then they head into Neshoba, and then they play Shepherd Hill. So they got a tough row ahead of them over the next couple weeks. I think a lot more people will be talking about Wachusett the next couple weeks. I think they're going to be playing some top-quality competition. And if they come on top, well, I mean, you know, they're like a Patriots team. They took with Fitchburg. Anthony Akendo came in, averaging over 10 yards a carry. They held him to 66 yards on 19 carries. That's a pretty good shutdown. They're going to find your best player and find out how to stop them, and then, you know, that their balanced offense and their shutdown defense do the rest of the work.
Yeah, that, you know, that Lemonster Wachusett game on Friday afternoon should really be a good one.
Yeah, that should be good, because I think Lemonster's a good team. I mean, you look at, they lost in overtime to Neshoba on a field goal, but they're 1-2, but they're literally two plays away from being 3-0. They lost.
Well, I mean, there's no shame in losing to Dohertty, and
no,
you know, I mean,
no,
that,
exactly.
Those are some really tough games.
I mean, yeah, they lost to Dohertty in the last minute, and they lost to overtime to Neshoba, and those are two. It's not like they're going out there and losing to Division 5, 6 teams where they should be by 3 touchdowns because of the numbers.
Yeah, so here we are again. We're talking about, you know, Dohertty, St. John's, Wachusett, Shrewsbury, you know, and Lemonster. And, you know, every week we say, you know, when does Neshoba get the respect that they're due? I mean, defending state champions, again, we talk about them for another week.
Yeah, they just, you know, they had, you know, I think we talked about them last week a little bit with the chance to make a statement over the Lemonster route, and they did that. You know, it's not like they're beaten. I think they're 3-0 now. Their first two games, they won by about 2 touchdowns each, and they came in. They showed they can win a dogfight against Lemonster. They couldn't. I don't think they had that dominant running game like they have in the last couple weeks. I think Lemonster's too good for that, but they're able to contain that explosive offense, keep the score down, and then win it with a field goal in overtime with Owen Fitzsimmons rather. Josh Zadro, you know, was different here every week from the show, but I think that's going to be a lot of theme for them this season. I think they're gonna have one player that's gonna carry them to a win every week. I think they're going to have a different hero. You know, okay, well, see what the defense is giving them, and you know, they'll take advantage of it. You know, Josh DiGeronimo, their quarterback, he had over 100 yards passing. He rushed for, you know, 80 yards on the ground, scored a touchdown. That was the guy that did the job against Leominster this week. So we'll see what happens. They have North Middlesex on Friday. And then they have, you know, they start their league schedule in earnest. So I think they should be a team to watch.
Yeah, talk about some of the other teams or some of the other, you know, games last weekend that that stood out.
You know what?
For
the probably, you know, we talked about Doherty Shrewsbury a lot, but I think maybe the better game was Leicester Millbury. I mean, that was, you know, the last year Leicester came back from a big deficit. I think they were down three touchdowns at halftime. They came back to beat Millbury in the last minute. This year was just as good, 28-21 win over Leicester. The defense had to hold firm. Millbury came marching down the field. They had fourth down and goal. They knocked down a pass in the end zone to seal that win. We talked about, you know, big players, you know, with Callery making the statements. Daniel Merrow, who's probably might be one of the best quarterbacks in Central Mass, and you know, definitely one of the best quarterbacks in Central Mass, maybe in the state. Two rushing touchdowns. He had 227 yards passing. He had four touchdowns on the day to really, you know, to carry that Leicester offense. They have a lot of weapons. They get a game as Maynard this week, so they can sort of, it's not going to be as amped up as they were for Millbury, but I think, you know, Leicester, we talked about going into the season, they're going to be one of the teams to watch. And, you know, Millbury, they shouldn't be that bad either. They have a chance to rebound. They play Northbridge this weekend, Friday at 3:45, and they have Auburn the next weekend. They could be right back on track. I think they look at this Leicester game as one of those, we're not going to face anybody this season as good as Leicester, and we can go toe-to-toe with them. That's going to be pretty much good confidence going the rest of the way.
And, you know, another game that kind of struck me last week was that Grafton-Northbridge game. A couple of really strong programs. Northbridge right. came in at the end of the poll, and Grafton really, I think, came in with a little something to prove.
Yeah, they've had, because I think we've talked a lot about Grafton. They were ranked earlier this season. They've had a couple tough losses. I think they needed to get that, get a good confidence win off them and beating a very good Northbridge team. So I think, you know, hold on, it was a 15-14 win for Grafton. That's gonna be good for them. I think they should be pretty. It's like I said, it's a confidence win for them.
Right.
They have that.
Right.
You know, they can come in. They have a very tough schedule. They play Division I team or Division III teams. I think they challenge themselves every week. So I think, you know, they have Westboro this weekend. But coming in, we talked about Westboro last week. I think they're one of the toughest teams around. You know, they play such a tough schedule. They don't get the wins I think they deserve. But I think they'll be a tough match for Grafton.
So we got a few more games this week on Friday. Friday seems like maybe the Triple E thing might be working itself out. They're still moving games throughout the week.
Last week was weird. We had a lot of great games on Saturday. It was like, you know, it was almost a flip flop because usually Saturday's a light day. We had like maybe a dozen games on Friday, and then everything was on Saturday. This week we have some solid games on Friday. For now, it's still Monday morning. Who knows what's going to happen with a lot of these games? A lot of these teams move from 7 to 4 in the afternoon. So
give us a quick sprint, like. Best games of the weekend coming up. We've talked a lot about last weekend, but let's start from the top. And like, you know, if you've got a free Friday or looking for something to do,
get out of work early Friday.
What's the get out of work game?
I think that there's two of them. I think there's Leominster, Wachusett, and Shepherd Hill at St. John's, both at 4 o'clock on Friday.
Two great games.
Flip a coin. I think both the games gonna be classics. I think Shepherd Hill with Cooper is gonna, you know, give St. John's a lot they can handle. The Rams coming in undefeated. I think that's going to be a great test for St. John's. We'll see what they have. They rested a couple of players in anticipation for this kind of stretch they have. Leominster, Wachusett, again, we talk about both those teams. It's going to be a classic. I think those are two good ground-em-out teams. I think that's going to be, you know, I'm with Numbers' offense, I'm curious to see what Wachusett's defense can do against that.
And on Saturday, Jim, you know, we still got some games, but kind of look down the schedule there, and is there a game there or a game or two that you wouldn't mind seeing on Saturday?
You know, I like St. Bernard's West Boylston.
Wow.
Let's see what Rossi's boys can do against a team that's, you know, perennial.
And I thought you were going to say Shrewsbury Algonquin.
You know what? Algonquin is very good. I think they're, you know, with that coaching staff coming in, the Allen brothers, I think they're there to be, give Shrewsbury a little bit more than they can. Usually that's a bye week for Shrewsbury, you know, in the last couple of years. But I think, you know, if they come in sleeping on that team, I think they put up like 41 points or so against Groton Dunstable last week.
It's almost, you look at this schedule, Jim, and it's like, you know, rivalry Saturday, Tantasqua, Auburn, Shrewsbury, Algonquin.
Tech, Valley Tech should be a good
game. Yeah, so, you know, the Techies are playing each other. Some really, you know, some maybe not one versus two games, but some really good
Auburn games. Auburn needs a win bad. I think, you know, you get the back to the corner. Rockets team with Cormier and Sully and those guys. I think they're going to pump up these guys, and I think, you know, they a lot of people get this. Auburn's in that let's write them off category after the loss to Oakmont, but you know they got handled by what, 3 touchdowns. I think if they come in and punch Tantasqua in the mouth, people talk
Tantasqua, that's a pretty good Tantasqua team.
It's a very good Tantasqua team. They're ranked, you know, what was number 7 in the poll last week coming in. They had a big win against Westboro this weekend. I think a lot of people should be talking about Ryan Sears had over 200 yards rushing, for crying out loud. That's a monster for Auburn to stop. So, but I think, you know, Auburn needs to make a statement. We'll see what team they have on Saturday.
So looking ahead a week from today, we're back here on Monday. You know, are we talking about a St. John's upset? Are we talking about a Wachusett upset?
I was thinking about this earlier. It could be a really interesting poll next week because Shepherd Hill could beat St. John's. Then if that's happened, it's a
free for all, really, right?
Yeah, Doherty's going to be able to play south if they hold serve. Do they move into number one if Leominster? Wachusett beats Leominster, is that a leapfrog game for them? I mean, the show was playing North Middlesex. I mean, what are these teams? You know, these teams. It's all anybody goes. If Shepherd Hill can pull the win off. But right. And then Shepherd Hill, they're 3-0. They beat St. John's, they're 4-0.
I mean, Shepherd Hill.
They jump into the pool. They come the old not ranked town, like number 5.
I mean, if they coming off a huge win, or not a huge win, but a very lopsided win against North Middlesex, scoring 53 points.
It's one of those, let's stretch the offensive legs out and see what we can do against these guys.
Right. So now, I mean, I guess what you're saying is St. John's, okay, you faced your Eastern Mass teams, now you're in Central Mass. If you stumble, everybody else is just lining up, looking to take over that number one.
This is why they play that tough schedule. So when they, you know, all of a sudden now playing a good Shepherd Hill team as well, we've played Everett, we've played Catholic Memorial. We've seen the best. I mean, they're not saying that Shepherd Hill's a walkover, but they've seen a good running back. They've seen that kind of offense, and you know their defense has been, you know, those against those big games, those defenses, that defense has trouble keeping those teams out of the end zone. So it'll be interesting what they do against Cooper and the Rams.
You know, it's going to be an interesting week of preparation, an exciting week of high school football, and we'll be back here again on Monday, maybe talking about some upsets, or maybe we'll be talking about the same teams again. So
exactly.
Thanks for joining us, Jim.
Thanks,
that's
Dave.
Jim Wilson, sports editor of the Telegram and Gazette. Can read all of the Telegram and Gazette sports coverage on telegram.com and at TG Sports on Twitter. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Dave.